Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Vincent de Paul, a man so well known in his care for the poor. Brothers and sisters, we have poor all around us, right within us. We're poor too. How do we help one another? Certainly, we meet the physical needs of people, but what about their spiritual needs? What's our part? What's our role? One of the key things is to pray. Pray for the people we encounter every day. Ask God's blessing. Pray every day for our family. Ask God, use me, Lord. Use me as you want in my family, in my workplace, in my neighborhood. Use me as you will. I want to be your servant. That was the attitude of Vincent de Paul. Reach out. Meet the needs of others. St. Vincent de Paul was born in France in the year 1581. He was ordained and then served as a tutor for some years. In 1617, he preached at his new parish on a desperate need of one of its families. The family was inundated with food. But now listen to this. Much of it spoiled. In response, Vincent brought parishioners together in the Confraternity of Charity to offer consistent, ongoing help to the poor, according to the words of Christ. Do you see what happened that first time? Most of the food was spoiled. People gave what they didn't need or didn't want. That's essentially what happened. People gave, and they gave a lot, but they gave what they didn't want or they didn't need. They didn't give out of their own livelihood. Sacrifice a little of what I want in order that someone else may have food. And St. Vincent de Paul recognized all that. And so he began then the Confraternity of Charity to offer consistent, ongoing help to the poor, according to the words of Christ. And it's in that same spirit that he founded the Daughters of Charity with Louise de Marillac and the Congregation of the Mission. St. Vincent de Paul died in 1660, and if any time you're in France, there's a lot on Vincent de Paul all around. He was a man of his word. He applied God's word. He took it to heart. He saw the need, and he saw that he had a responsibility to help to meet that need. O God, who for the relief of the poor and the formation of the clergy endowed the priest St. Vincent de Paul with apostolic virtues, grant, we pray, that afire with that same spirit, we may love what he loved and put into practice what he taught. It's the opening prayer for today's Mass. Pay attention to this. Grant, we pray, that afire with the same spirit, we may love what he loved and put into practice what he taught. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have a lot of poor in our world. A lot. You can't care for them all, but you can care for those who are nearest to you. Right in your own neighborhood, sometimes right in your own family. But certainly in your own neighborhood or through your workplace or through your parish. Look for the poor. And people can be poor in many ways. Many ways. Reach out to those in need. Ask God to give you his heart. You don't have to take on a major job, but just start out by right in your own, just in your own daily life. Just say to the Lord, Lord, use me today for the need of someone else. And nothing may happen for days. It's possible that nothing happens. You say, oh, that's just for holy people, or God doesn't listen to me. Don't get into any of that. Just say, Lord, I want to be used by you. Help me to serve the poor. And watch what God will bring right to your attention, right in your presence. It might be through the radio. It might be online. It might be in the grocery store. It might be at the gas station. It might be that you're shopping for something in some part of the city, and suddenly you see. When you see, act. May I help you? Is there something I could give you? And we all know the people who sit on the corner begging and are no more poor than we are. That can happen. Even if you're taken advantage of, don't worry about it. But use a little discernment. Is this real? I hate to even bring that up, but sometimes we have limited resources and we want to be generous. So ask the Lord, is this the person, or give them something, but you don't have to give them everything they're asking for. Because oftentimes that people take advantage of that and pretend to be poor just so they can get things. But I think all you have to do, honestly, is look in the eyes of a person, and you know, if the need is genuine. I encourage you to pray. I encourage you to ask, Lord, lead me to the people you want me to speak to. Lead me to the people you want me to help. Please teach me how to do this, Lord, because I don't know how to do it. So help me, protect me, lead me, guide me. Just pray that way, simply. You watch who God brings into your presence. Let me know when it happens. What profit has man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passes and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down, and then it presses on to the place where it rises. Blowing now toward the south, then toward the north, the wind turns again and again, resuming its rounds. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. All speech is labor. There's nothing one can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear satisfied with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the men of old, nor of those who come. Will there be any remembrance among those who come after them? Isn't that something? Go back to the beginning of that section. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. What profit has man from all the labor? And then he goes on and on. It's nothing. It means nothing. Apart from God, that's true. And we can think like that. It doesn't matter. If I do the good, good. If I don't, doesn't matter. Somebody's always out there trying to make a buck. That kind of thing. It decreases us. It's saying, I'm not going to get mixed up in that. But if you go to the Lord and say, Lord, teach me. Teach me how to see you in the poor. Teach me how to know what you want me to do. Teach me. Show me. And then just wait. God will bring it right to you. Really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, because God sees everything and knows everything. And Christ has said now all is new. Everything will become new when it is founded in Christ. And when we follow Christ, when we seek to follow his will, when we serve the needs of the poor, but keep following him. It's all about him, and it's all about the needs of others. And when we take on that mindset of God, then all kinds of good things begin to happen. Psalm 90, in every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. And that's what we need. We need the Lord as our refuge. We need his help. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. My life on this earth is limited. How am I living it? Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Have pity on your servants. Help us, Lord. Let those psalms become part of you. Can memorize some of them. Just recount them as you walk through the streets or you wait for transportation somewhere. Just let the Word of God begin to fill you, because the Word of God is living and active. The Word of God has power, tremendous power, to draw you close to God, to make you a sharer in his divine nature, to enable you to be, in a certain sense, his hands and his feet for those in need all across the world. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 7 to 9. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead, and others were saying, Elijah has appeared, and still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him, speaking about Jesus. Evil is always seeking to destroy. Evil is always seeking to destroy. Herod was evil. Herod had opportunities to change. He liked to listen to John the Baptist, but he never made the change. We can do the same. Oh, he's a marvelous speaker. Oh, yes, we should go here and listen to him. But we don't do. We say, oh, that was great talk, or that was inspiring, or you should read that person's book, or whatever. But we don't say to ourselves, what is this word that I'm interested in? I like the way he talks or she talks. I'm interested. What are we doing to take the essence of that word and put it into practice in our own lives? God gives us all the time all kinds of opportunities. God the Father was giving all kinds of opportunities to Herod, who was very touched by John. Brothers and sisters, don't squander the graces that God's holding out to you. Please, don't be like Herod. Be the one who says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. That's the attitude we want. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Lead me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Teach me. Help me. Our community has raised a number of children, and often when I watch them taking their first steps, it's pretty wobbly, and they sit down a lot, hard sometimes. But I've often watched them and thought their determination, they have an idea now that they can do something they couldn't do before. And they keep trying it, no matter how many times they fall, they get up again and keep trying. Brothers and sisters, I've used them. A little child shall lead them, not just figuratively, but really sometimes. I've watched them, I've watched their perseverance to learn to walk. And that's how I think God wants us to be. Be willing to say, Lord, I want to follow you. No matter how many times I fall, no matter how many times I turn away from your direction, help me to get back up. Help me to keep persevering and following you. No matter how many times I fall, give me the grace to get up and keep going. Because, Lord, I want to be your disciple. I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. I want to know the Father as you know the Father. Help me, Lord. Teach me. That attitude will definitely be blessed by God. God bless you. In these times in which we live, I want to make sure that you can access my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I want to encourage you, please, to get that booklet. You can have a free copy of it by calling 1-800-282-4789 or by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and just click on Bookstore. Please take the time to read it. May God bless you.